This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Jeffco Sheriff's Office says the investigation into the shooting Wednesday at Evergreen High School is likely to take weeks. Police say they believe the 16-year-old suspect was radicalized before the shooting, but will not say more about what that means. The two students who were shot remain hospitalized. Today, one student who has not yet been identified was listed as being in serious condition. Meanwhile, Matthew Silverstone, the 18-year-old at St. Anthony's Hospital in Lakewood, remains in critical condition. The Trump administration plans to roll back a Biden-era rule that put conservation on equal footing to other uses on BLM land. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
Interior Secretary Doug Burgum says in his announcement about the rollback that the public lands rule could block multiple uses on BLM lands, including energy and mineral production, timber management, grazing, and recreation. At the time, the Biden administration said it would not preclude other uses and that the rule was needed to restore habitats, guide responsible development, and sustain public lands for future generations. The proposal by Trump's BLM to rescind the public lands rule will be subject to a comment period before it's finalized. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado added 51,000 fewer jobs than initially thought during the year ending in March. That's according to updated figures put out this week by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. It wasn't just Colorado. The country as a whole added far less jobs than earlier reporting suggested. The agency regularly updates job numbers as more accurate information comes in throughout the year. This week's revisions were the biggest on record. This is CPR News.